部分，听力。一，听句子，选择适当的应答语，每个句子读两遍。
1. Could you help me think of a way to learn English well? Could you help me think of a way to learn English well?
2. Should Tom be allowed to make decisions by himself? Should Tom be allowed to make decisions by himself?
3. Eating less meat and more fruit is a healthy lifestyle, isn't it? Eating less meat and more fruit is a healthy lifestyle, isn't it?
4. Where did your family used to live? Where did your family used to live?
5. I won the swimming competition last week. I won the swimming competition last week.
2. 听五段对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面五个小题。
6. Do you know the famous site Stonehenge?
Sure I do. It's one of the most mysterious places in the world.
And it's also the most touristy in England. Do you know the famous site Stonehenge?
Sure I do. It's one of the most mysterious places in the world.
And it's also the most touristy in England. 7. Was the telephone invented in 1886?
No, it was invented in 1876, and the car was invented in 1886.
Was the telephone invented in 1886?
No, it was invented in 1876, and the car was invented in 1886. 8. Hi, Julia. Can I take my camera to the art museum?
No, we mustn't take photos there.
Hi, Julia. Can I take my camera to the art museum?
No, we mustn't take photos there. 9. Why were you late for work this morning?
Well, I stayed up late last night and missed the bus.
Why were you late for work this morning?
Well, I stayed up late last night and missed the bus. 10. Mum, what time is it now?
It's only 7:15. The school bus will come in 30 minutes, so you still have enough time for breakfast.
Mum, what time is it now?
It's only 7:45. The school bus will come in 30 minutes, so you still have enough time for breakfast.
3. 听两段长对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。听每段对话前，你将有十秒钟的时间阅读对应的三个小题。听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
Good morning, Mr. Gates' office. I have something important to tell him.
Good morning. I'd like to speak to Mr. Gates, please.
I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Gates is busy at the moment, and he demanded not being disturbed. Would you like to leave a message?
I see. Guess Mr. Gates has his own rules. Well, when do you think Mr. Gates will be free?
He'll be free in at least 2 hours. Shall I call you back later?
All right. My telephone number is 373-69482.
May I know your name, please?
My name is Jason. I'll be waiting here in my office.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good morning, Mr. Gates' office. I have something important to tell him.
Good morning. I'd like to speak to Mr. Gates, please.
I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Gates is busy at the moment, and he demanded not being disturbed. Would you like to leave a message?
I see. Guess Mr. Gates has his own rules. Well, when do you think Mr. Gates will be free?
He'll be free in at least 2 hours. Shall I call you back later?
All right. My telephone number is 373-69482.
May I know your name, please?
My name is Jason. I'll be waiting here in my office.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hi, Sally. What are you doing?
Hi, Dave. I'm reading a book about Thomas Edison. It's very interesting.
Oh, the greatest inventor ever. He had many inventions, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Do you know when he was born?
He was born in 1847 in the USA.
What did he like?
He liked reading very much.
Then he must have been admitted into a famous university.
On the contrary, he dropped out of school when he was only 8 and his mother taught him at home.
What an amazing story. Hi, Sally. What are you doing?
Hi, Dave. I'm reading a book about Thomas Edison. It's very interesting.
Oh, the greatest inventor ever. He had many inventions, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Do you know when he was born?
He was born in 1847 in the USA.
What did he like?
He liked reading very much.
Then he must have been admitted into a famous university.
On the contrary, he dropped out of school when he was only 8 and his mother taught him at home.
What an amazing story.
A man liked shooting arrows. He studied it very hard for years. He thought he did it best, and it was time for him to go out into the world. One day, when he walked through a forest, he saw a target on a tree with an arrow right in the center. He went on and found more and more trees with targets and arrows in the center. He was so surprised at this, he wanted to know who did it. Soon he came to a farmhouse. An old man told him that he could find the person he wanted by the river. When he got there, he saw a little girl playing with her dog on the bank. "Are you the person who shoots the arrows?" he asked the girl. "Yes, that's me," she replied. "But how can you do that?" he wondered. "That's easy," said the girl happily. "First shoot an arrow, then draw a target." A man liked shooting arrows. He studied it very hard for years. He thought he did it best, and it was time for him to go out into the world. One day, when he walked through a forest, he saw a target on a tree with an arrow right in the center. He went on and found more and more trees with targets and arrows in the center. He was so surprised at this, he wanted to know who did it. Soon he came to a farmhouse. An old man told him that he could find the person he wanted by the river. When he got there, he saw a little girl playing with her dog on the bank. "Are you the person who shoots the arrows?" he asked the girl. "Yes, that's me," she replied. "But how can you do that?" he wondered. "That's easy," said the girl happily. "First shoot an arrow, then draw a target."
五，听短文，填表格。根据短文内容，写出下面表格中所缺信息。每空一词，短文读三遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读表格内容，请将答案填写在表格的相应位置。
There are a lot of inventions that have changed our life. The first great invention is the wheel. This invention made it easier to carry heavy things. In 1879, the light bulb was invented. In 1907, the helicopter was invented. Movies with sound were invented in 1900. In 1946, the computer was invented. Now we can get in touch with others by phone or computer. We can visit some places by car, bus, train, plane, and so on. New inventions will help us do many things that we used to dream of. There are a lot of inventions that have changed our life. The first great invention is the wheel. This invention made it easier to carry heavy things. In 1879, the light bulb was invented. In 1907, the helicopter was invented. Movies with sound were invented in 1900. In 1946, the computer was invented. Now we can get in touch with others by phone or computer. We can visit some places by car, bus, train, plane, and so on. New inventions will help us do many things that we used to dream of. There are a lot of inventions that have changed our life. The first great invention is the wheel. This invention made it easier to carry heavy things. In 1879, the light bulb was invented. In 1907, the helicopter was invented. Movies with sound were invented in 1900. In 1946, the computer was invented. Now we can get in touch with others by phone or computer. We can visit some places by car, bus, train, plane, and so on. New inventions will help us do many things that we used to dream of.